Yeah, I decided to do something like a record of my voice, podcast, funny, to just, let's say, talk about thing that really have gotten into me lately, the idea of myself, and I have a lot of quiet time to observe and think about the way I've been and what I have done so far in my life. And, well, basically, I came to conclusion that it is my own responsibility of how I feel and how I act and how I live my life on today's date, that whatever I have done before, obviously, is the things that have combined to make me being where I am in the present. And what I do today is the things that will affect how I will be in the future. And that, for some reason, for a very long time, put on me some kind of pressure that I have to do this or that. I have to be very kind, I have to be very polite, or very nice, I have to help, I have to always be the best, and all that stuff. And just recently I realized that I just have to be me. I don't have to care for no one really, because, well, at the end of the day, I am the only one who can care for myself the way I would like the most. No one else can be in my shoes, no one else can be in my skin to understand me the best. And I cannot rely on others to guess or to know how I feel or what I would like to have or to see or to hear in a given moment. Therefore, if I expect something from someone, I put up myself for a total failure, because every single person is totally different and they don't see the same or the same thing that others. Like, no one sees myself how I see myself, and no one sees others the way I see others, and I don't see the, for example, a person who sees themselves like they know themselves, they know through what they have been and what they have done, and that's for they are how they are, and I maybe don't understand them because I don't know from where they come from, as I mean from the point of emotions or their life experience, or I don't even know how they probably started their morning. To judge them the way they lash out on me if they don't like something. But what I do know is why I lash out, and in that moment when I am rude or nasty to someone, I have like a couple choices really to sabotage myself and feel guilty for that, because I have not been nice, because I have not lived up to expectations of society to be always the good one, the smiling one, the one who is the kind-hearted, who gives and is very, very happy about it, or just to lash out and tell, you know what, enough is enough. Let's stop this, because this is not working, because you really have gotten in the place where you shouldn't have, the place where it is just for me. I know why it hurts there, and you shouldn't be doing what you have now done, and say how I actually feel and say how I see, because, well, that is how I feel and that is how I see. And if I want to be honest and for real kind, because kindness is saying truth, so if I want to be honest, truthful and kind, and I have to be that way, not because it is nice. Sometimes being kind is not nice, and it has nothing to do with nice. This is just sugar-coated, really, everything, so it's pretty much a lie. And to be like that, sometimes sharp, sometimes bad, and not to get offended when someone is like that with me, because if they are that like with me, there is a reason, and nothing is forever. Not even a life is forever. It's just something that it is like very, very, very temporary and very short. And foolishness of me, it have been to take things for granted, to take people for granted. And then when I think that they will be there when I need, I invest my energy, my emotions, my time, my financial stuff, everything. I invest everything till the core, because I expect other to be there for me, so I am there for them. Before even, I need them to be there for me, and then when they cannot be there for me because they have their life, they have their commitments, they have their priorities, they have their things, I get hurt and upset, because I did, and I didn't get back. And that is the worst thing possible to do, because it's like I am friend with expectation to get something back, and that is very, very, very bad, and it is very why I've been rolling down this hill so hard in my life. And that obviously comes from a place where I want to be valued, I want to be seen, I want to be feel loved, and all that, which I, for some reason, I have not been able to understand till now. And I guess this is the best thing that is about this time I have given to think and understand myself better and not get upset anymore. Because now when I look on myself a year ago, how I was upset about stuff that my mom decided to move back to country to do her stuff, to live her life, and I got that so personal, because that affected me obviously personally, but in the end it is her life. It's not that I can own another person's life. It's not that I can make someone to do something for me, because if I make someone to do something for me, it is a slavery, because that's not coming from their free will. And I don't want to enslave anyone in any way. Not even with the fact that I might make them feel guilty or anything, because I don't want it. I want to feel that whatever person, my friends or whatever, comes to me and talks to me, it's because they want to spend that time with me, because they have prioritized that moment with me, because for some reason I am important to them. Not because they feel that they owe me something, not because of that. And therefore, this is what I am supposed to do myself. I am supposed to let go of expectation and just be there for that moment and enjoy that moment, not setting up myself for some kind of mysterious goal and trophy that I might receive, but to enjoy the connection, the labor, the thing that is going on there. It's like when you go on a gym, and if you expect you're gonna have your beautiful body and that's all you focus on, you're not gonna be enjoying that much that hard stuff when you need to work on your body and exercises and your food regime and all that stuff, and you're gonna more likely to quit. When you're gonna start to enjoy that hard part, and you go there for every single thing, for every single sweat, because you understand it and you start to love it, you will be there because of that, and you will stop focusing, and you will receive your, and you will succeed and get in that goal, and you will have your body, and you will be happy, but you will still continue to do it. You're not gonna stop, and your body will not gonna change, and you're not gonna run back to being where you were in the start when you started your journey, because I think by now it's more than understandable that it's about the journey. At least in fitness, people do get this, is about the journey and not about the end result. So that is the thing I need to understand as well in my personal life when I deal with people and how I let them in my life and how I feel and all that. Then I have to understand that I don't have to focus on, they will be there because I don't know that, and they don't know it, because it's all about the journey. It's like really a very good marriage is that you are okay with that person being the way they are on a daily basis, not because you live in an ideal imaginary thing where you have always freshly cooked meals in evenings, beautiful wife that likes to do everything, and very good earning husband and all that stuff, which is for some reason sold as some kind of taboo thing, and that's not true. The very good is that with you have a family, and it can be messy and it can be hard, and you can shout and you can cry and you can do whatever what happens, but you are still there. You're still there for the ride. You are still there to respect. You are still there to love. You are still there to understand. And be, no matter what. But that no matter what is, again, if you really value and it is your priority. Because for some people, priority is family. For some people, priority is work. Some people, priority is fitness, health, animals, ecological things. They vary. And that is the magic. You need to realize that there is not a single one person that is like you. You are unique in the way you are. And you got to start to love yourself the way you are. You wake up as a mess. Well, lovely mess, you know. You cannot be someone else, because there will be no one else like you. And you have to be you. So you have to start to love yourself first of all. And then go and love someone else. Because only you can love yourself the way and accept yourself the way you are for true. Because really not even my own parents know me that well. Not even my own children that spends with me the most time know me that well. Not to mention that other people have probably no clue whatsoever how I feel or how I am. And what is the worst point I can get. Because sometimes I think I don't even know that much, because I have some surprises I keep for myself as well. Voila. Surprise, surprise. So, yeah. It's kind of good thing I came. I don't know if I had an option to explain what I came to. But the thing is, in short way to tell you, is that I won't be focusing so much anymore on other people, achievements, and them being in my life, as I will be focusing on myself, because I will be there for myself, either I like it or not. I will be the only one who will be there no matter what for me. So from this point onwards, There will be some slight or huge changes depending of the person I will be dealing with, because that kind of realization and understanding of myself cannot be just left so, because I have to act upon it. Because it would be very, very stupid to understand something and still do the same thing that have hurt me and brought me to the point where I have been questioning myself in very, very, very big steps. And there is this time now when it's changes are needed, and changes have to happen. They are a must. They're not questionable anymore. Because if I don't change, then there is no point of continuing anything. Anyway, thank you for your attention if you survived so long. And yeah, hopefully you did get some idea of what I meant.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.